Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Good afternoon, and welcome to the seventh show of Vitrina here.
Today, Kester will read a review of Paul Jennings' Unbearable.
And Tali from The Breakfast Show will be reading one of her spectacular stories.
Let's get started.
So what's this spectacular story you've got in today, Tali?
It's called The Worst Day Ever.
That sounds great. Can we hear it?
Sure. My alarm goes off at 6:30 a.m. I sit up, hit my head and fall on the floor. This is not going to be a good day. I slip on my slippers and stump my toe. Ow! I scream. I go and open the curtains quickly, then walk out of the room. I look back and remember to close my door. As I close my door, I jam my finger. What a horrible start to the day. I go outside and feed my dogs as usual. But then I stand up and slip on this slippery, squishy item. Don't tell me. Please, please don't tell me. My little sister walks on... My little sister says, you walked into dog poo. Ew. So I take my slippers off and then run in the house. I get changed and walk into the kitchen to make breakfast. I put the toast in the toaster and after a minute of waiting for the toast, I push the up button and it burns me. Ouch. I run outside and see the bus drive away. So I walk 2Ks to school and I'm late, of course. I sit up in my chair and what happens next? I stand up and half my pants rip off. Jointy has put glue on my chair. I hate that little mongrel. I put up my hand and see if I can go to the sick bay. As I walk off, I trip over. I try to get up, but I fall. Oh my gosh, I fall on Miss Chicky, the principal.
I wish I could write a story like that.
Yeah, me too. It sounded like a pretty horrible day.
Hey, Kirsty, is it time for you to read that review now?
It sure is. Where can you run when you're covered in toenails? Could smelly feet really put you to sleep? Why did Gary go to school with his head in a birdcage? How do you recover your opal when a goat has swallowed it? What was Splinter's job before he was born? You'll never guess, and you have to wait till the last page of each story to find out.
Geez, another one of Paul Jennings' awesome stories. I've got to read that one.
You should. It does sound great.
I'm disappointed to say this, but I'm afraid our time is up.
We'll see you next week at 1:45.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
And check out the other shows on Radio Cam.
Bye.
It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know. Or why?
must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?